We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch to learn Hilchos Shabbos Siman Ayin Ches Sif Ches. Im Nimtza Psul B'Sefer Torah, if there's a disqualification found in the Sefer Torah, there's Baruch Hadinim B'Siman Chaf Dalet, the halacha has already been taught earlier in Siman Chaf Dalet. Nimtza Psul B'Emtza Kriyas HaMafter, if while reading Mafter this disqualification has been discovered, Imu Mafter Shel Chayves HaYoyim, if it's a Mafter that's connected to the day, K'Goyim B'Yontif, on Yontif, or B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Shkolim, Kedoyma, Shemitziyun Sefer Torah Achala Mafter, that we have a separate Sefer Torah from Mafter, as Dinoi, Kima Parsha Acheres, it's like a different parasha, and has no connection. Aval B'Shabbos Peshuta, when we speak about a regular week, Shech Mafter Choyze Koyrei Mashakara Shviya, that the Mafter just reads over what Shviya read, and the reason it's done, that we don't want that Navi that we read for Mafter and Chumash that we read for the Torah should be treated the same way. Somebody who gets an aliyah from the Sefer Torah makes a bracha before and after. And so too does the person who reads from the Navi. Therefore, the person who gets mafter also reads from the Torah. Laharish kriya b'Torah yikud, to show that the primary kriya is from the Sefer Torah. B'zeh emayt zin Sefer Torah acher. For this, we don't take out another Sefer Torah. El gomer b'Sefer Torah zeh. We finish with the Sefer Torah that's found the disqualification. V'ein mevarach bracha achrayna, but because we found this disqualification, a bracha achrayna is not said. V'haf Torah emer brachas, and the Haftarah says the brachas. Nimtza psul kodesh shebarach bracha rishonim. But if the disqualification was found prior to that, near the yesh lahotzi sefer Torah acham, then we should take out another sefer Torah. B'mein sefer Torah acham, if there is no other sefer Torah, as misha ol b'achroina, the one who had the last aliyah, hu yom haftarah and brachas, should say the haftarah with the brachas. B'mdayin lo yomra kaddish, and instead of saying the Kaddish after the Kriyas HaTorah as normal, in this case, Yomru Lach HaTorah, it should say after HaTorah. The Sif test, the Simach of Dalet Sif Aleph, this bar, the Nimtza Tos B'Chatzis V'Yasser, if the mistake that was found was an extra word, letter or a missing letter, Kol She'en Mishtana Lo Kriya, if the word, the pronunciation of the word, Lo Perish, and the definition of the word are not affected, Eimet Sin Sefer Torah Acher, we don't for that reason take out another Sefer Torah. Kamakim Nimtza came to Shabbos. If it was found on a Shabbos, Apish Eimet Sin Sefer Torah Acher, even though, as we just said, we don't take out another Sefer Torah, but given that we know that there's an issue with the Sefer Torah, Alken Lo Yikru B'Sefer Torah as a Yoyis M'Sheva Kruim. In this Sefer Torah, we should only have seven people getting aliyahs, but Shri, and the one who got the seventh aliyah, Yikra Aftar Bebrachas, should say Aftar Bebrachas, and again here too, Layoyma Kaddish Adlach Akris Aftarah, Bebrachas, here don't say Kaddish after Akris Aftarah, rather say the Kaddish after Aftarah. Vahayna B'Shabbos Peshuta, but this is all on a regular week. Avuk Shemafta Mechavis Hayoyim, but if it's a Yontif, or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Pash Shkolim, etc., Kamay B'Siv Shlefneze, then we have to do mafter. But on such a Shabbos by mincha, if there's no other sefer Torah, this sefer Torah should not be used. Sif Yud. On the day we find take out two sefer Torah, and the disqualification was found in the first sefer Torah. And there's another sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. So we're now taking out the safer second Sefer Torah to read from. Then we take out a third Sefer Torah for the second laning of that day. Don't do so. We have to read from the Sefer Torah Mashuchim B'Shvilai. And if the Sefer Torah that we took out was the Sefer Torah that was intended to use for this purpose, it should be used for that purpose. McCain, B'yom Shemitzin Shloisha Sefer Torah. The same halach would apply on a day when we take out three Sefer Torah. McCain, Imechlifu Sefer Torah. If different Sefer Torah were prepared for different reasons. And then shalachu tchilas smuch l'achakach, they took out a sefer Torah that was really prepared for a different purpose. But once it was opened, even though it was opened for the wrong purpose, yiglalua, we should roll it to what we have to read now. Yikcha shesheni likras mikol sefer Torah l'masha huchan, and we should take that sefer Torah and use it for everything that it was prepared for. Sefer al seder chayuvim. Now we speak about who has the first rights to certain aliyas. The Paiskim suggest that in a case where there's a shul that sells the aliyas, then the halacha is that for most of these chayuvim, the person who bought the aliyah has kedima over everyone else. But if certain chayuvim, like a chasen on the Shabbos before his chasana, or a bar mitzvah, the Shabbos before his wedding, or a bar mitzvah, they have kedima over somebody who bought an aliyah. Monday and Thursday, the halacha is that the person who bought the aliyah has first rights, but we have to pay attention. And if the person who has these rights is ready to spend the money, maybe not as much as someone else, we should preferably have this person pay for his aliyah, and like that, he should get the aliyah that he deserves. A chosan on the day of his wedding. The order that we're going to be speaking about is about the aliyas. What about mafter? So when we speak about mafter, the halacha is, it goes as first. The first somebody has yartzei for his father that week is first. Somebody has yartzei for his mother is second. Somebody who has yartzei on that day, a bar mitzvah, number four, three is a yartzei. Number four is a bar mitzvah on the Shabbos before his bar mitzvah. A chosen on the Shabbos before his wedding. Other relatives, yartzei. A chosen on his wedding day. A yartzei on that day. A bar mitzvah that day. A father on the day of his son's bris milah. A father on the day where he's giving a name to his daughter. And a husband when his wife comes to shul after she had a baby, or a husband after 40 days after his wife had a boy, and 80 days after his wife had a girl. Chasen b'yom chuposai is first. Chasen b'shabbos lefnei chasen. Chasana, the chasen on the Shabbos before the wedding, the oifruf, b'shem zamrim loy. But this is only when he is a bachur, that he was never married before. The question is, when you have a chasen and bar mitzvah, who comes first? It seems that the chasen, that the bar mitzvah comes before. If a chasen is not taking place that week, so then it's not clear, and the making the oifruf early, does he still have the kedima, does he still have the rights? A chasen who was a divorcee or was married and his wife passed away, even though he's not on the list of chiyuvim, if at all possible, we should give him an aliyah the Shabbos before the wedding. Na shenasa bar mitzvah by Sashua, that the boy that's becoming bar mitzvah that week, heim shavim are equal. Sandik b'yom hamila, a sandik on the day of the bris, who are tayfus atayinik b'shas mila, he's the person who is holding the baby during the bris. Paiskim say that the moil at the bris also should get aliyah if possible. Sandik b'yom hamila, hey, dalid, sandik b'yom hamila shemachnas atayinik the basic nesses lemula, the sandik on the day that they bring the baby, the person that brings the baby into the shul, which we call the kvater. Not everybody agrees with that he has to have an aliyah. Bas, bali, let us show the bas v'hochel v'sekneses. If a woman had a baby and she comes to shul the first time, so the meaning apparently used to be that the husband would get an aliyah. But it seems that many have the meaning that the husband doesn't have to get an aliyah. As long as the husband says Baruch Hu and the wife hears that Baruch Hu, it's good enough. The husband of somebody who had a baby and the wife comes to shul the first time, the man helps the basic nesses. But if the wife is not there, ain't about chiyuvim, if then the husband doesn't have a right to aliyah, ella, unless, if day 41 after the boy was born, or day 81 after the girl was born, whose man havas a carbon, that's when they had to bring a carbon, a woman who had a baby. A chassan who got married after Wednesday, shlacha chassana, the dafka kishoy bocher, but only if the man was never married or the woman was never married. So in the Shabbos after Tuesday night, if the wedding was at night after by Tuesday night and on, he has to have an aliyah that Shabbos. Yard site by biyoyim, somebody who has a yard site that day, even though it's mentioned as number 8, there are many poskim that say a yard site that day comes first. Avia tainik biyoyim amila, a father of a baby who's having a bris today. This is dafka for a bris. But if there was a girl born and we're giving a name, even though we should give an aliyah to the person who's giving a name, if there isn't aliyah available, he doesn't have an absolute chiyuv to get one. Yartzeit shila b'shuah shlacha Shabbos yud. If somebody's going to have a yartzeit that week, the minig is that if somebody has a yartzeit that week, is that he gets mafter. The halach is that in some communities that he even comes before a chassan and a bar mitzvah. Yud alef b'mayel b'yoyim amila is supposed to get an aliyah. Hasandik v'achrav avia ben. And the son, from all the people who are getting kibudim at the bris, the sandik is first, avia ben is second, v'achrav ha-moyl, and then the moyl, b'shabbos lefnei amila, the Shabbos before amila. But this is only amila shebizmanoi, amila that's going to take place at the same, that at the right time. The obligations that come, if it's amila shelo bizmana, it's a bris which will not be held at the time on day 8, then these obligations don't come. Shnei bal chiyuvim shovim. If you have two people that have the same obligation for an aliyah, so certainly the Bi'ur Halacha says that Talmud Chacham always comes first. But if they're equal in stature, toli b'das skan, it's the Gabbai's decision, or the Tila Goyrel. They should make a Goyrel, but the Goyrel should not be on Shabbos the way a raffle is done normally, but rather that the should open up a chumash, says the Mishnah Berurah, a sefer, and the first letter on the page that's found equal to the first letter of the name of the person who's in of the names who are in question, they should get it, because we don't want to make raffles on Shabbos. Mi she'en loy eroinus, somebody who is not a city here, a member of the city here, doesn't have any first rights, and it doesn't shum chiyuv. Nahagin likras misha asa l'tzeis l'derech achas Shabbos. The minig is that to give an aliyah to somebody who's going to take a trip this week, or shabam an aderech, somebody came home from a trip. V'chein nahagin lach l'kavad l'oyred nichbal l'kroysoi. If a special guest came to the city, we should give him an aliyah. Aval ein doichin, these are nice things to do. Aval ein doichin shum chiyuv. Similarly, somebody who has to say Birchas Hagoymel should, if possible, get an aliyah. If somebody was appointed to a position, he should get an aliyah. The Bali Tfila and the Baal Tekeya and the Yom Neroim should also get an aliyah, but they don't have, it's a nice thing to give them an aliyah, but they don't have the right to push somebody else away.